Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Leroy Allen. I am the host of the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. Before we get started, I'd certainly like to thank everyone for joining us this evening as we move into the Law of Attraction, which is the title of our discussion here this evening. Just to give you a tidbit about myself, I am an entrepreneur, I am an author, and I'm a certified public speaker and trainer. It is our mission statement here within the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show to enhance the lives of our listeners with strength-based resources and opportunities that ultimately make one's life better. It now does me great pleasure to introduce the co-host of the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show, Ms. Kendall Lanise. Kendall, how are you this evening?
I am swell. How are you, Leroy?
I'm doing pretty good, I'm so glad we have another opportunity to do what we love to do, which is to pour into the lives of people. And so why don't you just get started with telling us a little bit about yourself and then move right into the life note of today.
All right, let's do it. Okay, as Leroy said, I am Kendall Lanise. I am a transformational life coach. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an author. I'm a certified financial coach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have many slashes, but I am your co-radio host today, and my main goal, as with Leroy, is to uplift and to help you enhance your life for the better. So that's why we do this show. So I'm excited. And
very well.
Our life note, yeah, and our life note for today, it comes straight from Living True, Living You, which is my website. And I say this, and I say this all the time, so I want to share it with you. You have the power to reinvent yourself and make a difference in your life. If you are not happy, then fix it. It's time to remix your life. And that's just what we're talking about today.
Very well, very well, very well, very well put, very well put. Kendall, have you ever saw something within your journey and became immediately interested in what it could do, to improve your life status, the life status of your family, and the life status of those that are around you? Have you ever embraced something like that, that you saw, that you felt like that you had to have it, you wanted it, it, you know, met your expectations? Have you ever seen that?
Absolutely. I mean, many times in my life, and you talked about that will enhance or help your family. Let's talk about jobs, careers. Different things like that. Doing what you love makes you a happy person when you get home. It makes you happy at work, you know. So something like that is definitely, I've experienced something like that as far as seeing something that I want, like a job, and going after it, knowing it's for me. The minute I see the post or the minute someone tells me about it, I see it. That's for me. I know it's going to make my life better. I know it's going to make the lives of my children better. So absolutely. I think we all have. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have certainly done that. In fact, when I took on the responsibility of learning everything that I needed to learn in order to become a law of attraction practitioner, I immediately stepped into what we call immediate gratification. I mean, I thought that just because what I saw, what that meant was that I was going to reach millionaire status. I was going to, you know, have that Range Rover with the bone color interior to match my condominium. I thought of all of these things, Kendall. I thought of all of these things only to come to the point where I was within my study where I realized that the law of attraction was framed around the fact that what I spoke was closely related to what I think, and what I think
Absolutely.
Was closely related to how I felt, and
Absolutely.
How I felt
so
was closely related. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish your statement.
And what I felt was closely related to the actions that I take. And within that same context, yes, absolutely. Within that same context, I discovered that as relates to the law of attraction, the chief principle of the law of attraction is determination.
Right.
Is determination.
Right.
How bad
right.
do you want it, in other words?
Right.
And another way of looking at that is to say that what you don't want has absolutely nothing to do with what you do want. It's all about
right.
what you want and your thought
right.
process that gauges what you want. And as it relates to determination, as you know, Kendall, I went up yesterday to obtain my HR manager certification.
Mm-hmm.
And for 28 days, I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I studied from 6 o'clock in the morning till 8:30 a.m. My workday started at 9:30 a.m. Beyond that process, I called you when I was en route to taking my examination. And
mm-hmm.
I said unto you, Kendall, I'm getting ready to go and pass this exam.
That's right. That's right.
Now, yeah. You now,
sure
for
do.
All those under the sound of my voice, notice I didn't say that I hope I pass, if I pass,
mm-hmm.
or nothing of the
mm-hmm.
kind. I said to Kendall,
right.
I'm going to pass this test.
That's
and
right.
I told
so let's
her,
tell people what the law of attraction is. When you get done, we're going to tell them what it is exactly because you're giving a great demonstration on what it is.
Absolutely.
So once you finish up, we're going to tell them exactly what that is.
Absolutely. And so
mm-hmm.
I said to Kendall, all I do is win.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is win.
Mm-hmm.
There were no ifs, no maybes, no buts. I get
That's
to
right.
the test center. And when I get to the test center, Kendall, I have 100 questions. I have 100 questions. I have 2 hours to complete the exam. I need 70% to pass the exam. I finished the exam in 45 minutes of the 2 hours. I received an 84% that said that I passed the
well,
exam.
Come on now. Come on now.
On the way out
you
the door,
you saw yourself
Kendall,
passing that before you even went there.
Before I even went there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On my way out the door, Kendall, I was singing my song, Hello from the Other Side. At least I could say I tried. Hello from the Other Side. And
right.
So that, Kendall, watch this. I get into my car, start my car. What
I
song is on?
Hello
my girl Adele says,
other
Hello
side.
From the Other Side. At least I can say I tried.
Right. But that's exactly what it is. So let's talk about the law of attraction is the ability
yes.
to attract positive things towards us through intention and
yes.
through thought. So
Absolutely.
Like attracts like, right?
Absolutely.
Which is
that
a
is
new
correct.
Thought philosophy, which is used to sum up an idea that by focusing on positive and negative thoughts, a person brings positive or negative experiences into their life. So just
mm-hmm.
like you knew when you got in that car, let me go past this thing real quick, you went to do that, and that's the energy that you had. That's
mm-hmm.
how you felt. It was through your whole body. You spoke it. You finishing that test, walking away from that test, waiting for the results to say that you passed. You knew it. Your energy
Absolutely.
Was giving off that kind of, you know, power, that energy that you were going to pass that. And that's the same as manifesting your dreams.
Absolutely.
Your quiet mind and your thoughts. What you focus on is what comes to pass. Now, just like you positively did that, people do that in a negative sense as well.
Absolutely.
And wonder why a whole bunch of negativity is just knocking at that door. Every time they go in this door, that door, through that window, it's a whole bunch of negativity. Because when they wake up, good morning. What's good about the morning? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or
Absolutely.
They stub their toe. They mm-hmm. you know, they slam their finger. So they're like, oh, gosh, this is going to be a bad day. So what happens
yes.
is it's a bad day.
It's a bad day.
Because you spoke it. You spoke
mm-hmm.
it. And instead of saying, because at any point in any day, we have the power to change that day around.
Absolutely.
With just with a simple thought and just with shifting your energy and just with that positive saying or affirmation. You have a, so you could be, quote unquote, having a good day, a bad day. Well, you know how I feel. There's no bad day when you wake up. If you wake up, hello, that's a good day.
Absolutely. That is correct.
You already
that
know
is
I
correct.
Feel that way.
That
but
is
if
correct.
You wake up and you slam your finger in the door and say, oh, this is what this day is going to be like, then everything you do throughout that day is going to be negative because that's what you're attracting to you. That's what
Absolutely.
You spoke out. So if you
that
say, oh, this is a small thing, I'm still going to have a good day. I'm not going to let this, you know, swollen finger stop me from having a good day. And then you end up having a good day. But it's all about what you think, what you feel, because you can say, I'm going to have a good day. But the energy that you put off or inside you really are like, I'm just saying this, but I really don't feel like that. And then you wonder why the law of attraction doesn't work.
Absolutely.
Everything has to be in line.
Absolutely. Yeah. I will also give this demonstration within our conversation as well. Some years ago when I was a lot more fluent in the real estate industry than I am now,
mm-hmm.
I was working with a particular client, Kendall, and we were in the midst of transacting a real estate deal for her where she was having a house built from the ground, and I'm going to call the builder out, was called Pulte Homes, very
mm-hmm.
prestigious by our builder. And one of the things that my client continued to do often was she continued to ask for things. And, I mean, she would ask for things to the point where the builder would come to me and say, I think that your client is trying to blackmail me. That's how much in detail she was about getting what she wanted. And so
mm-hmm.
I met with her one day, and I said to her, I said, listen, because they would come to me and they would tell me the different stuff that she's asking for, right? So
mm-hmm.
I said to her one day, I said, listen, you can't keep going asking these people for things. And she looked at me and she started laughing as if as though to say, look here, man, don't be telling me what to do, right?
Right.
So thereafter that, I realized what she was doing. What she was doing was speaking her desires into the atmosphere.
That's right.
And she was operating
That's right.
under a level of authority that, one, I wasn't familiar with, and, two, the builders wasn't familiar with it neither.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I learned that from her, I came to realize that that is one of the characteristics of the law of attraction, is that you send signals out to the universe as it relates to what you want. And
right.
What happened, yeah, absolutely. And so what happened through it all, at the end of it all, Kendall, she got everything that she wanted.
That's right. That's
from
right.
those people.
That's right.
It wasn't a matter
that's,
of money.
It's so many stories. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't a matter of money. It wasn't a matter of time management. It wasn't a matter of any of those things. It was all about her aligning herself up with what it was that she wanted.
Yeah.
And so
Absolutely.
As I was saying, don't
Absolutely.
Do this and don't do that and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, she kept on doing it. She kept
right.
on doing it. And
right.
we sat at the table, and when I looked at the sheet there, she had everything on it that she wanted. And not only that, she walked away from the table with some money in her pocket.
See? She knew that she knew. So that's just like she visualized what she wanted. She wrote it down.
Yep.
She drew it. She took a picture, a snapshot shot in her brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about. Like when you really want something and you want it to come to you, and you know I teach vision board classes. I even have a chapter
Absolutely.
In my book all about visualizing. But when you write it down and you look at it when you wake, you look at it before you go to bed, what
mm-hmm.
you try to do is get it into your subconscious mind. And
Absolutely,
you think about
Kendall.
That, and that's all you think about. You ever have something in the forefront of your mind, you want something, and you keep seeing it over and over and over again?
Absolutely.
That's what you're drawing to you. That's the attraction.
Mm-hmm.
A quick story about me, and I talk about this in my book. And when
sure.
I wrote my book, I published my book, you know, February 14th of this year. But when I wrote my book, I didn't have something that I visualized and said that I was going to get. And I end up having it. I mean, when I wrote it. But I remember, like, all of a sudden in 2015, I was like, I want a convertible. Just came to me. I want a convertible. So when I said that, and put that in my mind, I would ride up to sisters and brothers and people riding down the street in convertibles, and I would be like, you go, girl, you go, boy, I'm going to get me one of those. And I would just smile at them, probably looking crazy. They're like, why is she smiling? But I would just smile, and I can see myself. It's so weird. I can see myself in the seat driving.
Absolutely.
Now, to some people, that might be like, oh, yeah, that sounds crazy. But I did, and it's so funny. And guess what I have now?
A convertible.
A convertible.
You have a convertible.
And that's because I truly believe, right, and I didn't set out to say, let me go get one and because of this. When I'm telling you, I was visualizing it. I can see myself. I can smell it. I can feel, you know,
absolutely,
the wind on me. I said I was going to wear, you know, my scarves or let my hair blow in the wind. I really put myself in that convertible long before I got the convertible. And some people might say, okay, you could have just went to the shop or to the store or the auto, you know, auto store to buy one. It's not about that. It's about feeling it and knowing it. And I didn't even think about getting it. One day I just got a convertible. Everything lined up right, and I got it. And
absolutely,
it's just like you have to picture yourself. You have to bring whatever that is into your life. And that's positive and that's negative.
Absolutely.
You have to pay attention to what you want and focus on what's going on around you and pay attention to what's right and pay attention to what's wrong and just really be in tune with you and in the world you live in and the surroundings and the things that you want, whether it's looking at a vision board or looking in a magazine, seeing something that you want. And it's not just about material things. Like you said, it's about even passing this test or even if you see a job posted, that job is mine.
Absolutely.
That
Absolutely.
Job, I did that with the company that I work for. I've been there, this is the 8th year. And when I saw that job posted, I was like, that's mine. It has me all over it. All my credentials meet what they're asking for. That's mine. I claimed that
Absolutely.
Job when I popped up the listing.
Absolutely.
And 8
yes,
years
indeed.
Later, I'm still there.
Yes, yes.
You know,
absolutely.
And I said that, and people are probably, and you know, with a job, this economy, 8 years ago, you know, everybody and their mama was looking for a job and applying for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't cloud what I thought. Mm-hmm. I knew. I was like, that's my job. Lo and behold, that's my job.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, in that same context, Kendall, in order for us to get the real impact of the law of attraction, there comes a time where we have to unlearn some things.
So true.
Just as we have learned some things, we also have to unlearn some things.
Right.
And
that's and negative
that whenever,
thought, those negative
yes,
thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have to unlearn some things. And oftentimes when I bring the unlearned way of doing things and attracting what you want, persons are constantly asking, well, how do I unlearn some things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way you unlearn things is the same way you learned them. You
right.
allow your thought process to cultivate new behaviors. And that means that there are times where you have to change your value system. You have to
That's
change
right.
your belief system in order to unlearn those things, because it's the things that you choose not to confront will be the very things that keep you from getting what you most desire.
Very true. Very true. And
Absolutely.
First and foremost, you have to know that you're worth it. Whatever
Absolutely.
You want attracted to you, you have to know that you are able and you are capable of getting that. But you first have to know that you're worth it. And
Absolutely.
You have to live your life with positive intentions. And that's across the board.
Yes.
You got to get all of that negativity out of your head, out of your mind, out of your space. Right? And you have to focus on the positive and what you really want out of life and what's important. If you say
Absolutely.
You can't, then guess what? You won't. Bottom
you won't.
Line, it's that simple. It's
yes.
that elementary. And people
Absolutely.
Think it's deeper than that. Now, we'll say the law of attraction. It's not magic.
No.
You get what I'm saying? It's not magic.
It's not
magic
at all.
It's a way of life. Mm-hmm. No. Of life. So it's not like abracadabra, my car showed up in my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
absolutely
not like as simple as, oh, well, just go to the dealer and buy one. It's not that type of thing. Or, yeah, you said you were going to pass, but you really might not have passed that test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you have mm-hmm. that attitude, you may not have. No matter how much you studied, you getting up early in the morning, it doesn't matter. If you didn't have the right intention when you took that test, if
that's
you didn't
right.
have that the right energy, if you didn't have that positive mindset, it doesn't matter how much you study, you still wouldn't have passed it.
Absolutely. That is correct. That
yeah.
is correct. And so, as it is said, that, you know, determination is the chief principle of the law of attraction. Kendall, why
mm-hmm.
do you think that there are some persons who settle for what they have as if as though there is no other way, when you and I both know that there's a better way to doing any and everything that you do? I have a particular quote that I often talk or say, and that is, I am constantly, always in expansion mode, looking for the next best thing. So,
that's right.
And I will, you know, pick up your quote where you say the only thing
mm-hmm.
that settles is real estate. Life never settles.
Hello.
But
that's
real estate
right.
does. But
that's
yet
right.
we have, yeah, we have some persons who have settled. They have settled
mm-hmm.
in their own way. They have settled in
and
their own way
back.
Of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that goes back to what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
You, knowing that, and you have to know that you're worth it.
Yeah.
And most people settle in any situation. It's just for even, let's just go take it to the bottom level, just settling for things that you don't want.
Yeah.
A life that you don't want. You're settling because, A, you may not think you're worth it, or B, you don't know how to get anything else. It's
absolutely.
Either one or the other. You don't know
absolutely.
How, or you think you don't deserve it. So I
absolutely.
Think that's why people settle, because some people get stuck in everyday
yeah.
routine. I just was
yeah.
listening to the radio yesterday, and they had they posed a question, if you have been married more than 20 years, should you not get a divorce?
Mm-hmm.
And some people are saying, oh, it's been that long, it's a shame. But it doesn't matter if you're married 39 and a half years. If you're not being fulfilled and you feel like you're truly settling, then you owe it to yourself and you owe it to the life God gave you to step. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? To
absolutely.
Move on, to be happy, because this is the thing when people settle, and since I was talking about relationships, people settle in relationships because they get lazy. They
yeah.
don't think that they'll find anyone else. They
mm-hmm.
think that this is what I deserve, or they feel like, well, and the 40th year, things might change. You get what I'm saying? So people
absolutely.
Are hopeful. And I think that's what it is with life. People, sometimes people don't, or they're not aware that they're settling in life until
mm-hmm.
they look in the window of someone else's life. And then they
absolutely.
Say, maybe there is more that I can get out of life. And that's
absolutely.
Where we both come in as life coaches as well and speakers
mm-hmm.
to try
mm-hmm.
to help people like you enhance their lives, and me living true, living you. You have to live an authentic life. Whether
yes.
you're the only one that agrees with it. If you're the only one that agrees with your life and you're happy,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters, as long as you're not hurting anyone. But most
yes.
importantly, that you're not hurting yourself, because you don't want to have the smile on during the day, and at home you're by yourself crying because you hate your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And a lot of
absolutely.
People settle because they're not getting what they want out of life, but they don't know that a lot of that has to do with them and how they're thinking and what type of energy they put off and what type of thoughts they have. You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. That is ultimately correct with that, because I was, as I was out celebrating myself yesterday, because I do believe in self-actualization, and, you know, as
mm-hmm.
I was out having self-therapy, I, at the same time, was coaching a individual who has been married for some years now, about 20-so years, and I said to him, what do your wife want? I said, why don't you ask her what she wants and then give her the opportunity to ask you what you want? And if you discover that you want something that she don't, and perhaps she wants something that you don't, then I'm afraid to tell you that you'll never be satisfied. So then what you have
right.
to do is you have to look for a better way. Because what you want
right.
is not what she want. What she want is not what you want. And y'all going back and forth, and you living in the same house, and
right.
you can't even speak to one another. What
right.
sense does that make? So what
right.
that tells me is that nobody's satisfied. So now what are you going to do to become satisfied with the one
right.
that you're with? Because
and
you know,
whose life is more important.
Yeah, and whose life is more important.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not satisfied in the thing, then to me it's a thing called insanity that says you keep doing the same thing, but you're expecting different results.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
that goes
you
back
need not
to
do that.
Some people just don't know. Right, and some
exactly.
people just don't know better. I know we have mm-hmm. a few, about 5 minutes left. I just want to really give the people some affirmations for the law of attraction. Because
mm-hmm.
affirmations are part of the manifestation, and they bring your dreams from imagination to reality.
Mm-hmm.
So just you have to, basically, you have to believe to achieve type thing. So I just
yeah.
briefly want to give some affirmations for the people. My beliefs manifest my reality. That's an affirmation. My
Absolutely.
Create my reality. There you go. Then I have the power to manifest my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I can achieve anything I desire. And the last one I'm going to leave with the affirmation is attracting success is a normal part of my life.
Absolutely.
And that goes back to you know that that's what you're attracting. You're going to be successful in all areas, whether you're talking about relationships, just life in general, in a job, in your family, home, you know, whatever it is, you're going to be successful. And that success is relative to who you're speaking to.
Absolutely. Who is in agreement with you as you take the steps that you need to take to become better? And I'm talking to everyone under the
right.
sound of my voice. That's a question that I would like
right.
for everyone under the sound of my voice to take into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
How are you planning
right.
to move forward into that better life that your heart desires?
Right.
Where are you now? How are you going to get there? And how are you going to feel once you have arrived at that special place?
Right.
And so you are the only one who knows what that special place is. You
right.
know what
and
that special place is.
And you have to know that you deserve it. You have
yes.
to know that you deserve it. Before
yes,
you do
absolutely.
Any of those things, you have to know that you deserve it, and you have to know that you're worth it. So everyone listening, you are worth it. In spite of what you've been through, in spite of your past, in spite of what's going to happen down the road, you are worth it. You are worth greatness. So I want everyone to find their greatness and know that they are worth it. And doggone it, you guys deserve it. And you have to own that. You have to know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I so agree with what you said. You have to own what it is that you believe in. And it doesn't matter what's
right.
going on around you. You have to own what you believe in. Because at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
it's your happiness. And your happiness is the only thing that matters. And there are times when we have to consider, or there are times when we do consider, whether we have to or not, what is it going to feel like, you know, if I don't meet that goal? Well, what is it going to feel
mm-hmm.
like if you never try at all?
Mm-hmm.
You know? What is it going to feel like
mm-hmm.
if you never try at all? Kendall,
right,
go ahead.
You have
and give,
one life. Just one
yes.
life.
If you would go ahead and give further news, we have an announcement that we want the people to be informed of. So if you would go ahead and do that and then close us out. We have about 34 seconds to do that.
Okay. Give me a quick drum roll. Okay, so I just wanted everyone to know this is Blog Talk Radio, but Leroy and I are taking the Life Enhancement Radio to Radio One. We will be on the radio, the traditional
Absolutely.
Radio station, and that's going to start in June. So we will keep you updated with that. But for more updates, you can visit our website, which is lifeenhancementradio.com. So we'll be updating that as we get news on the start date. So we're excited, right, Leroy?
Yes, we are, very much so. And it is and it is our desire to have everyone to just model these words, which are live your best life, walk in your true
and live,
life.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, get wisdom and understanding in all you're getting.
That's right. Live hard, live long, but most of all,
live right.
Live right. That's
and
right.
Until we can come together again, Kendall and I, thank you so very much for joining the Life Enhancement Radio
yes.
and Talk Show. And we look forward to you all joining in with us again and again and again.
Absolutely.
Thank you so very much and have a splendid weekend.
Yes, and remember, you are a star, so don't let anyone dim your shine. You have to know that you're worth all greatness. And anything that you want, you can attract it to you. Have a positive mind, a positive attitude, and positive energy. Thank you. And this is Kendall Lanise, and that's Leroy Allen. We thank you so much for tuning in to Life Enhancement Radio. God bless.
Have a great weekend.